Sex Bob-omb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff.
Voices, animal voices, the tremor of cold, the feminine adversary, reaching my threshold, staring at the truth till I'm blind.
The mustard, kicking them down, kicking them all over the place, because that's what we do in this town. The fates are drawn against a backdrop of splatter, but it doesn't matter, because no matter where we go, how much we do of it, there will always be the apocalypse coming up around the corner. It's like in 5 minutes, maybe 10 minutes, maybe 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 2 days, maybe at the most, max. If you don't even see the inclination of the signs and the signs and the signs and all of the other signs that are coming around that corner, don't stop. Keep going. There is no stop until the night comes. When the night comes, then we have the shadows, and the shadows, then we have the lightness. And then when we have the lightning, whoa, bang, biggity diggity 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 ding ding ding. Nobody cares what the fox has to say, because the fox is in some countries lunch. That's all I'm going to say there. Moving it back, Ole, back in the back in the back. There are some people passed away this year. There were some people had birthdays. There was there are people all over this freaking world doing things of freaking cool nature and things bad nature. But I don't really care about the bad nature people, because those bad nature people are completely over there. And as the other good side are over here, we are the happy people. The happy people who are going to share happy things, because we all have happy thoughts. Happy! Happy thoughts. And let's not forget the shadows. The shadows are our friends. Without the shadows, without the darkness, without the deep dark, the deep, deep dark, the deeper dark, whichever dark, that dark, the dark that's in the part of the soul that inhabits all of us individually, all throughout the entire world, we are all connected to that dark, and that darkness, without it, what else do we have to touch? What else do we have to conceptualize? What else do we have to go and move forward into the light? You have to have shadows, you have to have darkness before you can have light. Be brightness, everyone. And hi, EW, how's it going?
Only the shadow knows.
I have but one thing to say to that.
Yeah.
And I used my mouth for that, not another appendages.
Sure.
Yes, 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 indeed. I warned everybody on the Facebook land. I warned them. I warned them. I gave them a big warning. Because I am not tired today. I am full of energy. I am busting at the seams. There is energy coming out of every single pore in my body. And this is even without drugs.
That's just wrong.
I know. It's scary. It will freak the crap out of people if anybody ever meets me and I am actually in this mode, which happens every once in a while. It used to happen a lot longer. I was younger back then. When I used to be like this, I could go for hours like this.
Well, I gotta say, folks, get this recording, because in the very beginning, he said hitting the mustard.
I did. You hit it with a stick and splatter it all over the place to get it away from you and to mess up the stuff in the other places, because when you really want to piss somebody off, you throw the mustard on someone. I ain't keeping that shit. That shit's bad.
I know everybody else is just thinking he's really hitting the mustard. That's what's going on tonight. He has hit the mustard and he is totally whacked.
Nope. I hit the cookies, I cooked them hard, and they hit me, and they're not slowly turning into lard. Ha ha! See, that rhymed. Ha ha!
He's losing it.
Nope, please. Not even close.
Medical.
Not even close. I'm just starting to get ready.
You're getting ready?
I'm just starting. I don't know what the hell else I'm going to go to, but we're going to start off the show with movie time.
Wait, you're a poet, right?
Maybe. I don't know it. Maybe.
And you're not going to mention at least one of the famous poets? At least the one?
Which one? There's like 50 million of them.
Maya Angelou.
Yeah, you can mention that one.
Yeah, she passed away today.
I heard that.
Yeah, I was kind of sad.
Yeah. Did you know who had birthdays this week?
No, I didn't.
Christopher Lee?
Really?
And the other one, Peter Cushing. There's a bunch of horror guys that all had birthdays this week.
It's kind of hard to wish Peter Cushing a happy birthday.
Yeah, well, people do anyways.
I did not know that they had one this week.
Yeah, and who else was there? There were a couple of them. I don't know who they are. I'm not going to keep track of it.
The maple kind?
Say what now?
Uh-huh.
Ooh, ooh, ooh! I saw a picture last night that was like Wozers.
Oh?
Yeah. I have to get some. I have to get some. If I don't get some of this, I will have to slowly burn the entire planet.
I'm guessing it's bacon.
No, I can get bacon anytime I want. There's a pork slaughterhouse just around the corner down the street down there, so I can always get bacon. Bacon's easy.
Extra crispy or soft?
However the hell I want it, I can get it.
No, but I mean, what's the best way to eat bacon?
Many people will probably disagree with me, but I am not on the extra crispy or the extra soft. I'm in the middle. I like the edges to be crispy and the interior to be soft.
Oh, that's not bad. I've had it that way.
Yeah, I like it that way. It's the best of both worlds, and it's all in my belly. But what I saw yesterday that I have to get, if I'm in the States sometime and I see it, I drop into a grocery store, I'm going to pick it up. I don't know when the next time I'm going to be in the States is, so it's probably going to be a while. Okay, chocolate-covered potato chips.
I saw your...
I want them now!
Yeah...
Damn it!
I can't believe...
Why can't they bring those up into Canada? Gosh darn it and tickly-boo-doo.
I don't even know if it's in stores yet.
It was. It was in stores in November 2013. It was in the States. Had a big blast all over the place, and then just sort of like, they never replenished sort of thing.
Really? It was in November?
Yep.
Man, I was checking out all the chips that they had come out at that time, and...
I looked it up on the internet, and that must be true.
Well, yeah, if it's on the internet, it's true.
Hey, is my button pressed? Yes, it is. Good.
Which button?
All of them.
Don't touch the red one.
I don't have red buttons.
Good, because you don't want that one.
Mine are all gray. All of them. Same color, same numbers. 1-1-1-1-1-1. You're number one. Yes, 1-1-1-1-1-1.
Okay.
Movies. Do you know what? I watched a really cool movie this weekend.
What'd you watch?
I watched two cool movies this weekend. But we're going to start with the one that was the coolest one that everybody's probably going to be talking about, because that's what the one that's going to be in everybody's brain, because that is the most recent one.
All right. Let's do it.
X-Men, Days of Future Past.
Yes.
Warning, people. Potential for spoiler alert. Wah, 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 wah. If you don't know the story by now, what the hell? So, one of my biggest things about this movie was going in, seeing the commercials for Quicksilver. I thought, man, this is going to suck balls, because I didn't like the way he looked. And I still don't like the way he looks. However, I am converted. I really liked him in this movie. Oh yeah, Harlan Ellison was one of the other guys this week. Thanks, Jack. The guy who plays Quicksilver, he plays it as a punk-ass kid. And I get it. I get what they were going with on that. Because it is from the 70s perspective that this one scene is occurring. But dude, he has the best scene in the whole freaking movie.
Really?
Yeah, it's one of those scenes that I can't really... Well, I can explain it. I can describe it. But it's the kind of thing that's like, to experience it in full effect, you have to see it without knowing it. It's okay to know that it's coming, but it's just wicked cool. That
you don't know, yeah.
All right? So I'm not going to spoil that scene for anyone. But it's not part of the regular X-Men mythos or whatever. So it's part of the interjected stuff that's like, hey, let's make this look movie cool. That made it look really cool.
Okay, now I remember he had a sister, Scarlet Witch,
Scarlet Witch, Wanda Maximoff.
Yeah, how was she?
Not even shows up in the movie at all, except, oh, look, it's a little girl.
That's it?
That's it. She's not part of the movie.
See, they made a scene that she was supposedly a part of the movie.
No, that's the Avengers 2 movie coming up next year.
Oh,
this is the confusing part that's going to be for everybody in this whole track on things. Wanda and Quicksilver are in both the Sony movie, X-Men, and the Marvel movie, The Avengers. Okay, everybody paying attention now? Okay. So, in the X-Men movie, they can talk about Magneto. In the Avengers movie... they can't.
That's coming to an end.
maybe not. They don't know yet. They're not finished yet. Because Mystique, the nice young lady who plays Mystique, is signed on for 3 more movies.
Yes, she has. I saw that. But
and that's Sony.
Guess who else signed on for the next Avengers movie?
Who are you going to throw at me?
I am going to throw, yes, yes, hold it, wait for it, wait for it. It's coming. Hugh Jackman signed on to play Wolverine in the next Avengers movie.
Ooh. That's going to bomb.
Really?
Yep. No, that means that movie's going to suck. Gosh darn it.
Nah,
I'm really disappointed
no
now.
No way. I don't think so. I mean, honestly, look, there's been some great voices for the cartoon and stuff, but as far as doing it lifelike like this, I think Hugh Jackman's really pulled off the role really well.
Yes, but he's also said that he's going to only play it for so much more longer. I think they said 3 more movies and then that's it.
Yeah, I don't know if... I mean, money talks, man. I'm sorry, money
sure
talks.
It does, but do you have any idea how much money he's gotten from these movies already? Tons!
And he's still doing Broadway. And
he's still doing Broadway.
Yeah, I mean, so he's still doing stuff out there, but I just don't see him ending that yet. Not. I mean, he's probably in the best shape of his life so far.
Oh, and by the way, Jack and Interstellar Woman of Mystery, okay, we'll go with that, in the chat room, talking about the Quicksilver scene in the X-Men, they have the perfect freaking song for that scene.
Oh?
It is, oh my god, you guys just started this, and then you start this song, and it's like, Jeebers in a Jeeber cup. It's perfect.
What's the song?
I don't want to... Okay, anybody who wants to not be spoiler alerted must close their ears now.
Plug
1, 2, 3, close ears. If I could put time in a bottle. Do you know the song?
Probably not your version.
Well, I'm not a singer. What the hell do you want me to do? My voice is not trained for this sort of thing. I don't remember all the particular lyrics of the song. But the song is Time in a Bottle. I believe it's Jim Croce. Jim, I'm going to double check. Chat room, help me out. Jack, throw it up. Is it Jim Croce? I think it is Jim Croce. If I could trap time in a bottle.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Good, good. So it's that song. And it's like, dude, it's perfectly... A friend of mine is an audio editor in movies. She's associated to something I may talk about tonight, maybe not. Do the serpent take a breath? But the movie is timed to all the actions in this particular scene. It's like a 2-minute scene, and it's just so freakishly, that's cool. That's just cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a key factor in a lot of the movies, is putting the right music at the right spots.
Yeah, but the thing is, in sound editing, what they'll do is they'll speed up, slow down, speed up, slow down, speed up, slow down, and this is fractional stuff that you can't normally see or hear or experience unless you're actually really trained to be able to see this sort of thing. The movie will have bits that are typed in to coincide with the audio, or the audio will be typed in to coincide with the video. And as long as you can edit all of these pieces together, it's just a beautiful thing. And what kills me about some movies when it's got bad editing on it is just a fraction of a degree on it. It's like, and then crash? It ruins it.
Yeah.
But what they've done with the X-Men movie is, I love the editing in this movie. It's beautifully done. I do have some little nits about the movie, but they're minor. Like, I wouldn't have even noticed it until after I thought about the movie afterwards.
True.
Bishop? Perfect. The guy they got doing Bishop, swear to gosh, I hope they bring him in other future X-Men movies, because he was perfect for the role. Blink? Love Blink. Blink was awesome. Wasn't so crazy about Fireball guy, and I didn't really like too much the guy that they've got as... Iceman, or Bobby Drake.
It's the same guy who's played him all this point.
Yes, he's just older.
Yeah,
and he's got a beard. He's fuzzy.
Yeah, how do you go? How do you go to a fuzzy ice beard? Yeah, I don't see that working.
I think the beard kind of gets lost when he goes Iceman.
Yeah, I really hate to see the thaw period, especially when he decides to pull trunks.
Say what now?
Nothing.
I don't want to hear about the trunks. I don't want to hear nothing about it.
Now, I did see this wonderful preview, and I think you shared it with me, where there was a fight, and they had the one girl that was bouncing them through little portals and
that's
stuff.
Blink.
Yeah, and this one scene that I got to see was like the most intense scene so far as the previews. tell me the whole film was just like that.
Nope. Ah. There are moments of that, but there is a lot of story in this movie. If you don't know the Days of Future Past storyline in the comic books, you will get lost on a few things. But most of it, as long as you're paying attention to the story, oh, hey, cool. It works out. So the one thing that the really big buzz, maybe it's not so big a buzz, but it was a buzz. It was good. It's kind of heard. It was good. And it showed up quite well in the movie. X-Men 3 never happened.
Yeah, thank God.
Oh, goodness. Never happened. They rewrote the much of the structure of that movie. So there is a brief scene where Professor X Young is in Wolverine's mind. It's like, oh my God, you had a really bad life. Because he sees basically all these snippets of the Wolverine character and his past and everything. And you see the one scene where he skewers Jean Grey, who's about to go Dark Phoenix. It's like, oh, that's so sad. But I'm not going to ruin the end for people. But...
Now, wait. I know that they've, in the past, they've tried to stick with somewhat of the Marvel signature and having the stuff, the Easter eggs in the credits.
Yep, there is one. And if, by gosh, you don't stay to the very, very, very absolute end of the movie, you'll miss it. Normally, the Easter eggs, there's like one in the middle, one early, or whatever. Nope. If you're watching the credits, like, oh, man, look at all these credits. Oh, who are these people? It's like animators, man. There's like 40 million people here, and the animators, some of these are Chinese, some of them Korean, some of them Californian. Whatever, they're all over the place. By the way, no, wasn't. But there's like tons of credits, like, oh, my gosh, look at all the credits. Whoa, there it is. There's the little scene skill at the end. I'm not telling you people what it was, but if you don't know the name of the next movie out already, which has already been published, it's called Age of Apocalypse.
Right.
Don't be surprised at what the preview bit is at the end. Yes, Thunderbird was in the movie. Or was it Thunderbird? Something else like that. Warpath. No, he was Warpath. Somebody was asking a question in the chat room. I'm like a Mr. Helpful guy if I know the answer. I'm going to throw it out there. Yes, and here, okay. So there are a couple of inconsistencies that people are all yibber-yabbering online about. Hey, what's with this? What's with that? What's with this? One, Kitty's new ability. Interesting. I have no idea where she got that ability from either. That is probably one of the biggest question marks that I'd have in the movie. Is like, okay, the facing thing, she was... that one fight scene you're talking about was the Sentinels attacking?
Mm-hmm.
It's a really good scene. It's like, whoa. But it's the second... Actually, the scene you've seen in the preview commercial is the first scene. The second one, which is similar, is even better.
Okay.
Okay, so when you do get to see it, it's towards the end of the movie, but it's even way better. Better. And there's a whole bunch of badunkadunk cool in it.
Now, see, you and I kind of had this pre-argument once before about the Sentinels and how great they looked.
Didn't like them in this movie.
Yeah, they looked better in the not-to-be-mentioned X-Men, but they actually look like they were supposed to be in the comic book-wise.
No, they did not look like the comic book versions.
No, not this one, but the X-Men not-to-be-mentioned.
See, that would be one of the things that I had as a concern, as an issue, was the Sentinels themselves. But a couple of the other nits that people were talking about is, hey, how come Professor X is not dead? All right. Remember that bit about the third movie? Didn't happen. And then the third thing that I was in, how did Wolverine get his claws back? What do you mean, how did he get his claws back? He didn't lose them in the movies. He lost them in the comic books.
Well, he lost them in the Wolverine, or in, God, what was that? I got it up there. Just Wolverine, the last one.
Oh, you mean the one with Silver Samurai?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was lame.
Yeah. But there was the Easter egg in the end of that one about Professor X. So, yeah, you kind of have to watch all these to know if you want to follow the film portion. But technically, I think I'd be following the comic book.
Yeah. Well, see, as long as the movie can be true and inherent in itself, I'm good with it. especially with comic book movies, because a lot of it is taking liberty with story, science, concepts, high and low, art, and whatever else. It doesn't matter. I mean, people fly? Sure! Yeah, they can fly. Sure, he's just basically bouncing sound waves up. I would have really loved to have seen Banshee in this movie, but he wasn't in it.
Right, whatever. They showed him in that one.
First class.
Yeah, he was in first class, and that was it. I don't know why they didn't develop that one.
There's too many characters to play with.
Well, there's
a lot to work with. Huh?
There's a big rumor going around about spinoffs.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised about spinoffs. Spinoffs, see, this is the thing. Marvel is setting itself up so cool in that, great, you can have these really, really big budget, awesome movies. Look at this. And then you can have these spinoff little artsy movies. Which, you know what? I would love to see a Moon Knight movie. I would love to see a Deathlok movie. Oh, wait, that's already in a TV show. I would love to see a good Ghost Rider movie. I would love to see a Doctor Strange movie, which is on the table. Yes, there's a whole bunch of them. There's a whole bunch of them. And they can be small movies. They can be cool. Because Moon Knight is basically about a guy who's a little messed up in the head and has no real powers, except for the fact that he recovers pretty much from the dead almost every time. And he just goes fights crime. That would be a cool Marvel-type Batman movie. That would be awesome. Didn't need to
what
be a big budget movie.
What do you think about the rumor of Mystique's spinoff?
I think it'll be dumb. And the reason being is that Mystique is a TNA character.
Pretty much.
And the lady who was playing the character, she did a great job playing Mystique. I liked her as it. It was not just all, oh, look, I'm a floozy, because she wasn't. There's one scene where she's holding the one guy by her foot against his throat. And it's like, wow, she looks comfortable doing that. I can't even conceive doing that. It's one of these kick shots that, you know, where beautiful as doing it. But they haven't put much in the way of depth into the character. It's really not a character that they've explored much yet. And if they go to the dark, shadowy places for what that character is, Mystique as a character is a very, very dark character. She's drawn to the darker side of life, and she's drawn and motivated to just go down that path. All they do is hinted at it in X-Men. So I don't think they can execute that well, because TV requires a lot more invested TNA lighthearted type stuff in order for it to work. But, hey, you never know. They could make it work. I doubt it, but it would be good.
They say she signed on to do it, so we'll see.
Yeah, well, they signed on the one lady on to do Wonder Woman, and that flopped in the very first pilot. Holy crap, was that ever a steaming pile of poop.
That was
a steaming pile of poop.
Yeah, they destroyed the whole thing about Wonder Woman.
And that just fed into the continued mystique about, hey, DC doesn't believe that a woman can be a strong character and lead a movie. What are you talking about? Are you kidding me? There's all these great movies with women, strong characters, main characters. Sucker Punch was awesome. There's a bunch of them. I'm not going to talk about it. It's not tonight's show. Oh, and the other thing I was really sad not to see in this movie, no Nightcrawler.
That's right. I forgot about him.
Yep. No Nightcrawler. So it's like no Bamfs. So that was so sad. Sad, 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 sad. Let's see. What were the other really good things I liked about it? Oh, one other bad thing I didn't like too much about it. Magneto's little ability thing that he did with the Sentinels. I thought that was kind of... whatever. Not going to spoil that either, but anybody who sees the movie will probably understand why I'm saying that. It's like, really? There's no way he could... whatever. But the thing that I didn't like about the Sentinels is part of the storyline that they were creating... by the way, I'm not so crazy about the Agent Carter character as well. If they make that like a murder mystery whodunit show, that might be cool. By the way, that was a question raised in the chat room too.
Oh, okay.
Just as a, hey, look, let's throw money at a show. It's like, I don't think that'll work. But if they make it good as a murder mystery type thing, that would be quite good. But where was it going? Oh, yes, Sentinels. What I didn't like about the Sentinels. The concept that they were going for in the movie is that they were aiming them to be what I basically, as soon as they showed up, say, like, hey, super adaptoids! But that was Sentinels. No, they're super adaptoids! And anybody who is not a Marvel geek will not know what a super adaptoid is. Super adaptoids were created by AIM, Advanced Idea Mechanics. What they are is basically androids who can adapt, change, become any kind of superhero or any kind of power, and use that against whoever they're going against. That's not what the Sentinels could do. The Sentinels could plan and program for a wide variety of possibilities, and once a new power was discovered and shared amongst the collective, they could develop a counter to it. They were not able to suddenly turn into a fire-spitting Human Torch type character or into a Iceman type character and counter the power of the character that they were going against with that. Mm-hmm. And that I had a bit of a problem with. Other than that, I love the movie. I thought the movie was freaking awesome. Everybody who's even the least bit interested in X-Men should go watch this movie because it was fun. Go do it. Go watch it. Even the people in the chat room. I don't think there's a single person in the chat room who hasn't said that they wouldn't want to watch it if they haven't actually indeed already watched it. Show of hands in the chat room. Who has seen it? I know Jack's seen it. I know Interstellar Woman of Mystery has done it. I know I've seen it. I know you haven't seen it.
Hit the mustard before you go and see it.
Shut the mustard up.
Well, you said hit the mustard.
Yeah, well, that was 25 minutes ago. So back to party in the pat room. The other thing with the interweaving of the movies is then you can have these TV shows, which can be short shots at large stories, short stories, little stories, introduce characters, throw characters out, throw characters in. Whee! Now, I don't know if you're familiar with what Marvel and DC both have, is they have continuity editors. These are guys that their own people, could be guys, could be women, whatever, whose whole job it is in the comic books is to watch and read the stories that they've comic book artists and the comic book writers have put out and make sure that, oh, by the way, that story that Mr. Ant-Man over there referred to, yeah, that hasn't happened yet, but just so you know, it's going to happen in the future. Or, oh, wait, no, we can't have Ant-Man becoming a closet kleptomaniac because that storyline's never been explored, so we can't throw that in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, broaden it to the TV and the movie spectrum is like, oh my god, man, dude, these guys are going to be like trying to keep control of continuity of like all over the place. And they'll be fun, I'm sure of it.
Oh, I mean, there's a lot that they can still work together.
Yeah, but there's like, you got all these multiple different projects going on. It's like, there are going to be continuity glitches between all of them. Sure of it.
Yeah.
Sure as sugar dogs that it's going to happen.
Yeah.
We've already seen differences between Agents of... we've talked about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. now, right? The ending?
No, you haven't mentioned it yet. You talked about it with Greg last week.
Oh, that's right. So yes, I watched the final episodes of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. as well.
Uh-huh.
What do you think?
Oh, dude, it was interesting.
I hate the ending. Gosh darn it, I want to know more, and I want to know more about it right now. Who the hell is Skye's father? He's drippy.
He's nasty looking.
He could be a TAR guy. He could be just some guy who just killed a bunch of people in dripping blood. What the hell? Damn it. I hate when episodes end like that.
Skye has never really been described before, so I think she's somebody else. We're going to get a new name of her.
She's a something else. She's not human.
Well, we're going to get a name of her very soon, I'm sure, but I want to know who myself, because, you know, I think when her name is revealed, everybody's going to be like, how did I miss that?
No, I think they're going to come up with a new character and just try, you know what, we're doing a new superhero and or character person, and we're going to have to see where they go with that.
You
I'm
know,
still,
they're,
huh?
They're keeping it a secret from her also.
Well,
you know,
of course.
Side of the script, because...
She's actually a good actor. I like everybody who's in the show. All of them act. Did you know that the one lady is related to Natasha Henstridge?
Which one?
Fitzsimmons, the blonde girl.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like a sister or something. I think she's a sister. You know who Natasha Henstridge is, right? Species.
Yeah.
And I saw the name the first time. It was like... Wait a sec, I know the name. What the hell? Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh, she just looked like it. Oh, but she doesn't get naked in this show. Okay, that's fine. I can live with it. Oh, I don't think it's going to be Mantis.
Ooh. See, when you talked about the Vision, after what what's-his-name did right there at the end, I really thought there's your character. And, yeah, I like what happened to him in the end, though. I found it.
Yes, what happened to, what the hell, Bill Paxton's character. Oh my god, I love that. Oh yeah, they can't put me down. Here it is, guys. I found it. Right where I thought it was. Yeah. Dude, that was awesome.
I just loved that little line right there. I found it.
Yeah, that was actually a good, a little epilogue type thing to the show. It's like, I like that part. That part I could live with, and that was good. I liked the whole Hydra build-up through the whole storyline overall. There is one line, which I may have mentioned before. I swear to God, if they don't have this character show up in Season 2, I am going to do a writing campaign that they will never have seen before. In the third last episode of the season, with Maria Hill in it, that one episode, she has this throwaway line on it, and it's like, dude, how many people are going to pick up on that? So I've got a friend who's watching the series now on PVR. He's just watching all the episodes. And I've told him this because he's a fan of this character as well. So if they don't bring it in, I swear I'm going to go all medieval on them.
You're going to make me go back and watch, but which line
Maria
was?
Maria says this. She's talking on the phone with somebody. I was going over the manifest of what they stole out of the thing. I don't even know what the hell a man thing is. If they do not put a man thing into the second season, I am going to go ballistic.
How did I miss that?
Like, seriously. And I wasn't even watching. I'd gotten up to go over to the kitchen counter there to put something away. It's like, what did she just say?
Well, you know, what's hilarious was I was watching Avengers the other day, playing catch up on that again, trying to get some of that back. And the scene when Coulson comes in, talks to Stark for the first time, and him and Potts start walking to the elevator, You have to listen to that. And I actually had the words on the screen, and it brought it up. Because if you're not paying attention, you miss this. She asks him about the cellist.
Yes.
So they've introduced the cellist quite a few times already.
Yes. The whole Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. TV series has got all these little bits and pieces that they've referred to and everything else, and there's going to be bits and pieces in the series that they're going to refer into the movies, too. The whole blending of Captain America Winter Soldier was like, gosh darn it. This is exactly the Vision that I'm thinking that they need to be doing, and all they need to do now is put in another couple more TV shows, different things, maybe even a Guardians of the Galaxy type TV show or whatever, some other group type shows, maybe the Champions. Ooh, that would be so cool if they did a Champions TV series. I would watch that.
Speaking of which, you mentioned Guardians of the Galaxy. I have to do this because I freaked out when I found out who it was.
I am Groot!
The assassin.
Which one?
The female assassin. What,
which one?
You're really good.
Gamora? The green girl?
The green girl.
Yes.
You know who that is?
I have heard the name before, yes.
Let me help you out who she is. Do you remember Doctor Who very well?
Yes.
Do you remember Amelia Pond?
I haven't seen that far.
Oh, man. Okay, for those who have seen Doctor Who, ZZ, cover your ears. The girl playing the assassin is Amelia Pond.
Yeah, tell them her real name, because maybe some of these people don't watch the Doctor Who.
I can't remember her name.
Yes, I know it was some fancy name. It's like, she sounds like a model. It's like, okay.
Let me see.
She's a little too skinny for me to be playing the Gamora character. Karen
Gillan. Gillan.
No.
G-I-L-L-A-N. Yeah. That's her name. Why?
Zoe Saldana is Gamora.
Not according to what I saw.
Okay.
Hey, she's playing a different character then. Hold on.
Yeah.
She's
Saldana.
Sorry, I apologize. She's Nebula.
That's it. That's the other assassin.
Thank you.
Okay, that's the blue girl, not the green girl.
Okay, the picture showed her as green.
No. The green girl is psychotic and crazy. The blue girl is a protege of Thanos.
There you go. Okay, well, that's who she's playing. She's playing Nebula.
Okay, that's good, because when you throw out that name, it's like, no, I don't know that name. But, you know what time it is?
Intermezzo time.
All over again. I'm talking, of course, the Blob.
Which for year?
I loved all of them, actually.
They all were good.
The Steve McQueen one was like, holy crap, look at that guy. He's like young. The 1980s one with the like mushy bowling scene where everything goes out was like, that's freaky awesome. Another one they had after that was like, wow, man, that's just gross. Grody.
Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. Oh, wait.
Sorry. Completely different movie.
Yeah, I know.
Part 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. I have seen them all.
I didn't know they went to 5. I knew they went to 4. I didn't know it went to 5.
Oh, they went to 5.
I said it hit 5. I was like, what?
They went to 5. Okay.
Go ahead.
So the next thing I wanted to talk about, Penny Dreadful. This is a new TV show.
Yes, I can't wait.
Started a couple weeks ago. So I've watched the first 2 episodes. It's different. But, I mean, there's pluses and minuses to this. The show itself looks really gothic-y cool. It's got all of these elements of, ooh, spooky, cool, neat, dito, whatever. But on the same vein, wow, are they ever throwing a lot into it. In the very first episode, you're being introduced to, for the most part, vampires.
Okay, that's where I wanted to know. I wanted to know where they were going with this. What was this all about?
In the first episode, you have vampires. At the very end of the first episode, which leads into the second episode, you have Frankenstein and his monster.
Oh, really?
You have Dorian Gray.
They're going to introduce all the horror characters.
They are probably going to introduce every single freaking gothic horror icon figure concept caboodles and throw it on them. They haven't introduced werewolves, but I'm very certain that actually they kind of have, because there's kind of a thing going on where it's like, maybe it's Jack the Ripper, maybe it's a werewolf. They really don't really show you much of that yet, because that's going to develop later. And speaking of Doctor Who, by the way, do you remember who Billie Piper was?
Yes.
She's in it.
Really?
She gets naked.
Oh?
Yes. Tasteful. It was done well. It's like, wow, my goodness. It's an interesting concept as to what they're doing with this. Dorian Gray is a messed up character, but I nailed him as soon as he showed up on screen. That guy right there. I didn't even know Dorian Gray was supposed to be in the show. It's like, that guy's Dorian Gray. It like screamed to me, that guy right there, him, he's Dorian Gray. How do you know?
It was look for the
kind of obvious
self-centered person. I mean, that's what Dorian Gray was all about.
Yeah, he definitely has that in spades. So, I like some of what I've seen of the show so far. There's Eva Green, who was also in 300, the new 300 remake, sequel, whatever the hell you want to call that thing, movie.
Please don't call it a remake, because I know that wasn't a remake.
Ah, whatever. Regurgitation, palpitation, resuscitation, whatever the hell reword you want to throw on that thing. I was like, really? You really didn't do that well.
Hey, so word to Hollywood. Word to Hollywood. Stop doing remakes.
Doesn't matter. They ain't going to hear that shit.
I know.
You should be done with that. I'm done with that. I stopped yelling at them because it's like there's no point on it anymore. So she's in it. She's pretty good in this so far. Like, I really like her. I didn't like her in the 300 movie, but in this movie she's really awesome. Timothy Dalton is in this.
Really?
He's like, wait a sec. Who? Timothy Dalton's in this? That's freaking awesome. Because it's a British, strong British ties to a lot of things. Because it's set in London, right. And whatever all else. But yeah, Timothy Dalton was like, wow.
You know, that's neat. I got a Jack the Ripper feel off of it. So
there is. They go into Jack the Ripper because they're saying, oh, Jack's back. It's the one spiel about the whole Jack is back.
Okay.
The Ripper. He's such an awful bastard. I hope they get him. Get him. Good. Kind of thing.
Gotcha.
Oh, I had a thought in my head and it went away. Why, oh why, thought, did you go away? I had a really good thought. I wanted to share it with the people here. It was a great thought. It was awesome. Oh, you know what? Back to the X-Men movie.
Yes.
I have to share this one because this is going to be a spoiler to everybody, but it's a giggle and a half for me. I laughed my ass off when it happened. So Professor Wolverine is going to try and help contact Professor X and everything else. And in the first movie, First Class, they contact and approach Wolverine in the movie and they say, and he just says, F you. Right?
Right, yeah.
So Professor X is being asked by Wolverine to help undo something, and he says, I remember you now. We tried to recruit you a long time ago. I'm going to say to you exactly what you said to us then.
Beat it, bub.
F you. And it was like, that was just pure brilliance and awesome fun. But moving back to Penny Dreadful. Penny Dreadful, the guy they got playing Frankenstein's monster, is awesome. It's not what you would expect. It's like, it's not this big hulking creature monster massive thing running around all over. It's just a guy who is basically a newborn babe in a body and doesn't have no clue what's going on. You know? I don't care if Billy Piper's husband can take me. It doesn't really matter. He's over at the pond. Who cares? He's over there. I'm not going to get hurt by him. Although that spider crawling up over there is probably going to get killed soon. I might, maybe not. Don't know. Moving back.
Is it not the jumpy one I just killed?
No. Well, your jumpy one's down where you are. It might kill you, so you have to kill them. So I have good hopes for Penny Dreadful because I think they've got a lot of material that they can mine. And if they keep... They've done so far a really good job of combining the different story elements that are like way out there. It's like, whoa, that's where'd you come up with that idea? Come into this? All right, whatever. So, I mean, it's really It looks effective. And if they keep with this line, I suspect that it will be very cool. Like I said, I know somebody who's working with some of the people in the show, and they've said, yeah, there is some neat stuff coming down. It's like, okay, good. I'll look forward to it. I'll watch it. It looks fun.
I'm anxious to see it. The previews looked really good.
Yeah, everything I've seen, well, I've seen the first two episodes now, and I really like them. I will watch the rest of the series until I'm out. That's it. I'm out. No. So, watch another movie today, this weekend, too.
What'd you see?
Cloud Atlas.
Yeah, this is that freaky one. It's got like the picture of the guy with the world on his back, and right? Is that the one?
Sure. I don't know. I don't remember seeing a picture of that.
I think
that's not the cover of what I saw.
Oh, okay.
This is a Tom Hanks movie, man.
Oh, never mind. Take a different movie.
I think you're talking Atlas Shrugged.
That's it,
dude. There is no way in God's green earth I'm ever going to watch that piece. Okay. That is not my kind of... You should know the kinds of movie I'm going to... There's nothing that blows up in Atlas Shrugged. Nobody gets shot between the forehead with a gun.
Yeah, what?
Nobody pulls an arm off and starts beating the crap out of somebody.
And this happens in this movie?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, okay. It's got a good cast, though, by what
it's
I'm
looking... It's got a great cast. I mean, what's her name is in it, too? Halle Berry.
Yep.
Halle Berry. Everybody I saw in this movie did really good roles that they played. Like, all the characters were great. But it's a weird little... Not little, it's a big movie. It's 3 hours long. It's basically the juxtaposition of five or six different stories.
I was going to say, because there's...
Blended, like wheels within wheels within wheels. And at first it's like trying to tie in, hey, look the things that happened then, went to the things that happened then, and went to happen the things then... but it doesn't actually connect the scenes forward and backward. There are elements that connect it. I mean, you've got the composer guy who's reading the story of the guy that's on the ship from way back when, and then the composer's song is something that Halle Berry hears when she's in the 70s, and it becomes the theme song to something else moving forward. And then you have the fall, and then you have the futuristic, really weird totalitarian society. And the whole thing is, they're not all connected, but if you think about it as a karmic wheel, in which life is all connected, and if you believe in the whole reincarnation thing, when you come back around again, you may not be on the same side of the wheel. So the idea that, say, like Tom Hanks's character, he's got six characters, each one in the different storylines going on. He's probably the strongest character. I was really impressed with Tom Hanks. I haven't liked him much in anything for a while. But he could be a good guy and a bad guy. You know what I mean?
Yep. He definitely can. Yeah, I see that he's... I mean, most of these characters played about six different people.
Every single character who's a main character in this movie was in each of the if you were to watch these movies separately, they'd be short movies. Right. And they would work on their own as well. You got a 1970s cop drama type thing, you've got a pirate thing, you've got a revenge love story triangle thing, then you've got a futuristic Blade Runner trying to escape kind of thing, and then there's the really futuristic back to atavistic storyline of just survival kind of thing. And each of these little stories really segue quite well as mirrors to the events going forward.
Oh, this must be one I wrote because of all the segues.
Yes, must have. You must have contributed heavily to this movie. That spider went and disappeared. Where'd he go? He'll show up when I'm least expecting it, and bam! There it is. But yeah, no, I was really impressed. I thought the movie was... When I originally saw the adverts for the movie when it came out a couple years ago, I was like, that looks like a cool movie, but it looks big, and it's like they're talking about it being a love story. It's like, I hate love stories. Love stories bore the crap out of me. Unless they have robots and there's like blades and stuff going on. It's like, oh, cool. But this movie had enough raw story, action, quirky weirdness going on that for the full 3 hours, I was entertained and enjoyed the movie. I highly recommend it to anybody who likes quirky stuff.
There you go.
And that would work. The CG, pretty good. The effects, the acting, the casting, everybody that put it. Who else was in this movie? There was. I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride it where I like. I want to ride my bicycle. Susan Sarandon was in it, yes. Hugh Grant? Wait a second. What?
Yeah, I looked at the IMDb page. I saw.
Hugo Weaving was awesome.
Keith David?
Hugh Grant. Oh, he played the Rev. Right. Okay. Whoa. Hugh Grant played the bad guys. Okay. Who I thought I was thinking about was not who I thought it was. It was Keith David, but I thought it was somebody else. But I liked him. He was pretty cool.
Yeah, he does some pretty wicked scenes, depending on what the film is. But I've seen him do comedy, and I've seen him do evil, and I've seen him do, you know, kind-hearted. So he's pretty versed on an act as far as an actor.
Mm-hmm. He was in Pitch Black.
Yeah.
That's right. He was on the ship. He was awesome. Actually, everybody in that movie was awesome. When I mentioned somebody that I watched the movie, they said, "Oh yeah, that's the movie with Yellowface." What? And it took me a while to realize. Oh, you're talking about that where they made both African American and Caucasian people look Asian, which is one of the vignettes where everybody is Asian looking, which is fine. And it was like in most of the cases, you wouldn't even really recognize that was who that was. The cosmetic stuff was really done. If you've seen some of the pictures, you'll see Tom Hanks done with the Maury. I never pronounced their name right. I think it's Australian tribe that do the tattoos on the side of their face.
Oh, yeah. Don't ask me what tribe it is, but yeah.
It's the Maury. It's Mauri. I know how to spell it. I just don't know how to necessarily pronounce it. They
died because I'd have slaughtered it.
Okay, fine. So they have the one whole tribe that's like that, where it's a whole tribal sort of thing. It's the atavistic, where the society, far future, hey, look, they got machines that can fly, has all collapsed, and now it's just basically they're surviving in the wilds. And they really paid attention to the whole concept of the evolution of language. That tribe, I love it. I keep saying now in my head every once in a while, yes, and do you really want to know the true? It's like, what? Oh, yeah, crap. This is the thing. That whole thing, they're using a really slangish style of English. It's very difficult to grok the first little while when you're watching to the movie. It's like, oh, crap, now I follow it. If I watch that movie now, I'll be like, bam, understand it.
Gotcha. Yeah, you had to watch some of these a couple of times to understand them.
Somebody just posted one of my favorite movies in the chat room about talking about it. Oh, wait, you did too!
I did too, yeah.
I love heavy metal. That movie always makes me happy. Happy, 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 joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy. Who's poking me? Stop poking me, people.
Pokey.
Oh, you watched a movie too, apparently.
I did. I finished.
Did you like Lady Gaga in it?
I couldn't believe it, man. I kept waiting to see something more from her, but it was really weak scene for her. But
no, something more was the tidbits at the end. Yeah. And even she gets, they killed her.
Yep. But I mean, it was still interesting because, I saw Machete Kills, and then I guess you really should have caught the hint at the beginning.
Yeah.
I just didn't get the hint at the beginning. So the preview for the next movie is the beginning, which was interesting. But
I would be willing to bet that they have done the third movie when they did the second movie.
Yeah,
and they just tied in the scenes together like that. Because that's how they used to do Grindhouse movies.
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. But it was interesting. It's one of those.
It's fun. It's schlocky.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not your typical film. I give you that.
Dude, it had Mel Gibson. Dude, it had the guy from CSI Miami. Dude, it had
a lot of people in this.
It had Sophia Vergeron or whatever her name is,
mm-hmm.
with a crotch gun.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I howled laughing at both the boob gun and the crotch gun. It's like, what? Bang shot. I'm sorry. I was howling for hours with that. Just the image in my head alone makes me laugh my ass off.
I want to see the in space scenes one now because she's there in that one as well, according to the previews. And
well, those weren't real previews. Those were scenes that they threw into the movie as part of scenes for a potential preview to the movie. The next movie could be nothing related whatsoever to it, or it could very well be exactly what they showed us.
You know they're going to make it, or if they haven't already.
Oh, no. They're definitely going to make it. It's too much of a moneymaker for both him and everybody else involved. But it's a matter of, will it be, Lady Gaga and the rest of them all go up into space and do stuff, or is it a whole new cast that goes up and do stuff in space with
because in the preview, and a guy in a mask, which could be Leonardo DiCaprio, but maybe not.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, well, now maybe they will get Leonardo DiCaprio, because he'll say, oh, that stuff's funny, man. I want to be in that movie, too. Charlie Sheen was in it. I can do it. Yeah, man, I can fly!
Charlie Sheen made the perfect president in that.
Yes. But yes, I will say I loved that movie as well. So, just a little episode show bump for everyone, who's ever's listening. Come on. Come down, join us on the Afterrot, on the Facebook. It's the facebook.com//whatever/you want to call it, Afterrot. If you can't find dead things there, you let me know. I will give you more dead things, because I like dead things. I like to share dead things. I like to bring dead things. I like to get dead things into life, and like put them out into the entire infrastructure of the entire cloud, and go spam, bam, wham-a-dam, bam, bam, bam. Because I'm like that. That's what I like to do. I like to share things like that. So, then we've also got my Facebook, which is like me, Bill Snyder, Zombie Zach, because I'm going to kill everybody and eat their brains. I know I have a Twitter around as well, both for Zombie Zach and Afterrot. You should follow them. You can check out the archived episodes for this show, The Afterrot, on www.teamzombies.com/zombies, so zombie z, or for you American type people who like to speak that with z.com/AR. There we go. Okay, so, and then that. And then what we've got up next, what do we got up next there, EW? What's coming up next?
I don't know. What is coming up next? It could be electric. It could be free. Who knows?
Well, it's going to be something with EW on it.
Yeah, I know. Everybody's tired of my voice.
Well, I don't think they're necessarily tired of your voice. They're probably wondering, where's the parrot? Exactly. I don't know where the parrot is either. Why did I pull up a parrot? Last week it was a penguin. What is it with us? I have this weird fascination with odd birds.
Fish, yeah.
I think next weekend it's going to be an emu.
Yeah, somewhere along the lines, I'm just going to be, arr, matey.
Arr, Captain, you've ever had a fish shoved up your bum? No? Me neither. Good thing. That's not a very good place to put a bum. Or a fish. Arr.
And there's a movie with that. That particular scene. Just
I don't want to know.
It's an Adam Sandler movie.
I know. I didn't want to know. Adam Sandler made 2-3 good movies, and that was it.
Mm.
The golf one?
Still see grown-ups, too.
Little Nicky?
Oh, that was a good one.
Oh, I loved Little Nicky. That was hilarious.
Big Daddy?
No, I wasn't a big fan.
Really? I like where he got that kid messing people up.
Nah, it was okay, but I didn't really fan. I didn't. Yeah, no, not my movie. The first 2 or 3 movies he did, I really liked. After that, it was like,
Yeah, he's doing a lot to help other people get their films out as well, so that's really cool.
He's doing another movie with Drew Barrymore.
It's already out.
I know, that's what I'm saying. He's doing another movie with Drew Barrymore.
Yep.
It's in Africa. It started in Africa.
They both own their own production company, so...
Well, of
I wouldn't be surprised they're merging somewhere.
Do you know how long Drew Barrymore's been in movies?
Yeah, since she was a kid.
Do you know what her first movie was?
Oh, E.T.
Yes. Do you know what the other movie she played in after that?
Firestarter.
I like Firestarter. E.T. I was kind of like, eh, it's sappy.
Yeah.
I've always thought it was sappy. But yes, Firestarter. It's a great song, by the way, by Prodigy. Ah, well. But I just want to say, everybody in the chat room and everybody else in the Unstarted world, come, have fun, be happy, share your darkness with the world, be brightness, come back again next week, because I'll just be crazier, I think, next week. I mean, I might even actually sleep tonight, maybe tomorrow night. I don't know. One of these nights I'll sleep, at least for an hour or two. I don't know. Whatever. It's not necessary, but keep moving on. So thanks for coming and listening to our show. EW, thanks for coming by again.
Yes, I am.
And I think it's time for the end of the show type song. Thingamabob, bang, gang, ding, ding, dang, 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 dang,
dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang,